And by that we mean you're not creating what you're creating by making those lists. You're creating what you're creating by the living of life. Life makes your lists. When someone's rude to you, you put nicer people on your list. When you're rude to someone, you put me nicer to people on your list. When you're sick, you want wellness. When you don't have enough of something, you want that. In other words, life causes you to incrementally create this vibrational escrow, and it is being amended constantly. No matter how good your life gets, that list keeps growing. That vibrational escrow continues to expand, and it must, in order to live the joyous life you've come to live, because the joyous life you've come to live is the movement toward the fulfillment of that. Now, we really want to say that in a way that you'll really hear it. Life is not about the fulfillment. It is not about the manifestation. It's about the giving birth to it and about the moving toward it. And sure, it's nice to interact with that stuff, but that's not life. Life is here and now and how I feel. That's what it is. So you see people all the time who have a goal or a destination, something they want, and maybe they have the means to write a check for it and move there immediately. But when you look at them, often they're standing there with it, but you do not sense joy from them. And it's because it isn't the manifestation that brings the joy, it's the moving of energy that brings the joy. It's the being in the energy of joy that is it, you see. So now we'll get to the heart of your question, because it's a very good question. How do I achieve those things that I want? And we say, first, by being happy where you are on your way to the fulfillment of what you want. But recognizing that the list making, the goal setting, the meditation, the writing of scripts, the affirmations, the list of positive aspects, and on it goes. Every process that you could possibly offer that you would formally put into the category of goal setting and achieving, all of it is on the allowing side of the equation. So the more specific you are, when you say, should I be more specific? Should I be broad and general? We say, be as specific as you can be and feel good. In other words, you're making the list now, not because the list needs to be made for the universe to know what you want. The universe always already knows what you want. You're making the list because it gets your juices flowing. So the answer to the question is, if making the list in a general way makes you feel good, then do it. If making the list in a more specific way makes you feel good, then do it. Sometimes, when you know what you want and why you want it, but you cannot for the life of you figure out how it's going to come, when it's going to come, who it's going to come with, or how and through what avenue, where it's going to come from, and you decide that you will be specific because specific would be better, but your specifics make you doubt because you're getting really specific, and the specifics just remind you how little you know about what's going to happen. Now the specifics have not served you well at all. But if you've been chewing on it for a while, and the more specific you get, the more your juices flow, the more specific you get, the better you feel, the happier you are, the more excited you are, the more other people sort of join you in that, then being specific is really serving you well. So we cannot say specific is always better than general, because specific is not always better than general. You have to know how the specifics make you feel. And then what you want to do is find something. You see, we see people all of the time searching for adventure just because it lets them know that they are alive. So maybe you want to feel your juices really flowing. Maybe you want to feel more contentment. You get to choose all of that. You have your hand on the steering wheel and your foot on the throttle. In other words, you get to choose every bit of how this goes. We just want you to, in your mind, turn this creative process into the process by which I thrill myself constantly, and oh yeah, I get stuff too. Rather than the process through which I get my stuff and manage my emotion in order to do it. We want the managing of your emotion, and therefore the management of your point of attraction, and therefore the management of this moment in time where all of your power is. The management of life is managing how I feel. Managing how I feel, that's life. So often people are looking forward to something, or they're remembering